Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So, this topic of internet personas and are you the same online as you are in real life or vice versa? When I started out online in 2007, I asked my beloved to come up with a name for me so that I could use. And he's the one that came up with Sassy Cat. And Sassy Cat is me. I am sassy, I'm sarcastic, I'm a smartass, I can be funny at times. The only thing that because of my past experience with audio and stalkers, and I don't share a lot of personal stuff. I do a lot of cryptic stuff. I wish that even though my stalker and I have made a truce and, you know, we don't bother each other, I still am hesitant to discuss a lot of personal and private things. Most of the time, I still do anyway. I just don't, you know, give names and great detail. You know, going out and partying and drinking and, you know, that's kind of crazy stuff. And yeah, that's me. I am, however, I can be very flirty, and when I started online, and this is probably too much information, but I assisted in running some adult theme sites, and I met a lot of my friends that are on my Facebook page through this, you know, these, I think there's like four of them, adult theme sites. And Halloween dark horror type sites. I'm not that much, but if you look at my Tumblr, I still post very, you know, provocative pictures. I think they're, you know, tasteful pictures. I don't do a lot of nude, you know, hardcore porn pictures, because I do have some Christian friends on my Facebook that I don't wish to offend. But for the most part, yes, I am the same person, because I like doing the audio because I can share my thoughts and in a strange kind of way, it's like, you really don't know who I am. And like Pilgrim Chris said, I can delete Sassy Cat and start, you know, totally fresh, even though it's very difficult. Because I have tried it, and it is a part of the person. I mean, like Chris said, he is Pilgrim Chris. He is Chris, and it's another facet of personality. It's another, it's kind of like being, what is that, that disorder where you have multiple personality disorder, you know, but everybody's self-aware of each other. You know, where you share parts, you become somebody else so that you're stronger, safer sharing. You know, 'cause I think we all fear rejection. And we like the social media part of it. We like the being social and reaching out and, you know, getting the comments and, you know, who's listening to my stuff, who's looking at my videos, who's commenting on my blog posts. You know, it's nice to know it's not getting validated, but it's nice to know that you have people out there that are, you know, sharing the same ideas or that have an opinion on a topic. So the answer to the question is yes, I am pretty much the same, both in the real and in the cyber.